Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
And the serve is across. Take it right at Bruning. Set to the middle. Knocked across by Lockhorn. That back row's pretty open, and Lockhorn is able to put it away for her second kill.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Triangular featuring the Wood River Eagles, Shelton Bulldogs, and host Blue Jays. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And back to serve Burkhart. Second set point here for the Eagles. And here comes Alexa, the number one server. Lot on that one, Lucas Savage. Mammoth right at the net, sets it up outside, blocked up front, ace block! And Wood River wins the game, 26-24.
Wood River comes in as the only state-rated team in the field, while Shelton and Ravenna are looking to pick up wins before their conference tournaments begin. It's the Blue Jay Triangular coming up next, but first to the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone, from Ravenna High School. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for more high school volleyball action from the Ravenna Triangular, the two teams not from Ravenna playing as Wood River takes on Shelton. And let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney for Shelton. Number 7 is 5'6", sophomore Allison Young. Number 18, 5'7", freshman Juanita Garcia. Number 11, 5'9", junior Jessica Koning. Number 10, 5'7", junior Amber Harvey. Number 13, 5'7", junior Abby Pleehall. And number 3, 5'10", senior Ashley Padgett. Shelton does not use a libero. Coached by Amanda Thober, assisted by Kelly Ostrander. 5-12 on the season. They were just beaten in three sets by Ravenna, 24-26, 25-18, and 25-18. For Wood River, number 9 is the 5'3", junior center Kelsey Baugh. Number 2, 5'6", junior Alexis Burkhart. She leads the team in kills. Number 13 is a 5'9", senior Kelly Bossert. She leads the team in ace blocks. Number 3 is a 5'7", senior in Connor Fisher. She's followed the rotation by number 16, 5'5", junior Madison DeBoer, and number 17, 5'9", junior Hope Lambrick. The libero, 5'3", sophomore, number 33, is Caitlin Herman. Head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Parlin. They are 13-4 on the season and ranked 5th in the state in Class C2. Their losses coming to Ord, Hastings St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, who are ranked number 1 in C1 and C2, and undefeated North Platte St. Pat's. So a chance for this Wood River team to make some noise in C2, which is pretty special. They only have a couple of seniors all night long. You've got 4 seniors playing here tonight. 1 from Ravenna, 1 from Shelton, and 2 from Wood River. Kelly Bossert and Connor Fisher, the seniors for Wood River. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Looks like Wood River will win the serve. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll serve it up right after this timeout.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Let's get our match underway here between Shelton and Wood River. And the first big swing of the night will be out of bounds by Wood River. On the first kill attempt is going to be Alexis Burkhart, and she sends it deep. So Shelton will pick up point number 1 and serve it away. Right side attack, Burkhart again. Picked up that time by the Bulldogs and sent back across. Back row dig there by the Eagles and pushed back over quickly. Shelton digs it out into the back row. Padgett can't get it back across. And Wood River is on the board. 1-1 here in game number 1. And Alexis Burkhart will go back and serve it away. Going to bring you some Blue Platte Conference cross-country results here in just a moment. Burkhardt's serve hit the net and it fell over. Give her the ace serve. So Wood River 2, Shelton 1, the Blue Platte Conference cross-country meet today in St. Paul. Second serve from Alexis Burkhardt. Deep serve just plucked up there by Padgett. Stays in the back row to Young and set across. Free ball here for Wood River. Bossett's right side attack is driven across. That time by Fisher. Dugout pass back over. Middle attack driven across by Bossert again. And Shelton is there. Shelton did a good job of keeping the ball in play against Ravenna. They just not very good at putting the ball down so far tonight. And that's what we're seeing right here, as we've got a lot of tipping going on. Finally, it's put away here by Shelton. Teaming up there is Amber Harvey and Jessica Koenig. And maybe it's just the competition from time to time. Shelton had no problem keeping that ball in play, and it is 2-2. So side out here for the Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be the freshman, Garcia. And Juanita, strong down the middle. Dig made close to the net. Baugh sets outside. Here's Fisher, big swing. Passed right back over by Padgett. Baugh back in the middle of Fisher. Dumps it over. Garcia digs into the net. Picked out of the net. Returned by Shelton. Baugh one more time. Set middle. That time, Bossert drives it over. Young with the dig. And the back row attack into the net for Shelton. So just what we were talking about. I mean, I'm just sitting here amazed the way Shelton was picking up some of those big swings from Wood River. But all they're doing is picking him up and getting him over. And they're just not able. They waited for Ravenna to keep making the errors in their match. The River will not make quite as many probably in this one. Serves across by Bossert and sent wide and out of bounds by Shelton. So it's 4-2. In the cross-country meet, Adams Central wins the girls. Ord second and Kearney Catholic third. Catherine Landsman of Ord is your individual champion. Serve across. Overpass is going to be dumped down by Fisher. Connor Fisher with the free ball kill. First kill for Wood River. And it is 5-2. Back-to-back service points here for Kelly Bossert. Going for three in a row, but it's out of bounds. Boys cross country, Ward your winner. Kearney Catholic the runner-up. Adams Central third. So the same three teams, just a different order. Andrew Fields of Ward, your individual champion. Ward who won it all last year. Strong again this year. Middle attack now by the Eagles. That's Hope Lambrick. And it's picked up and returned by Shelton. They're out of system. Wood River tries to go quick, and Lambrick terminates. Hope with the kill. 6-3. First chance to see Wood River and Shelton this season is tonight. We saw Ravenna on opening night. Wood River, the number you see in the conference tournament, so we expect to see them next week. We'll talk more about the brackets in a little bit. But there's a nice return by Shelton. Near kill. The dig is made by Burkhardt just to keep it alive. Now dumped into the net by Baugh. And a point here for Shelton. 6-4, back to serve it away will be Amber Harvey. And Shelton picks some points up off their serve. Good serve that time, picked up by Lambrick. Quick set, middle. Lambrick is down and good. Hope with the kill. And it's 7-4. In that conference tournament, Wood River will be hosting action next Monday night. Ravenna and Adams Central will play at 6. Wood River will play the winner when that match is over. And then if they get to the semifinals, they'll play either Ord or Loup City. Ord, one of the four teams that have beaten them this year. Kearney Catholic expected to await the winner of all that in the finals. They're unbeaten. St. Paul and Centura are on the Kearney Catholic side at 4-5. Rally going here on Wood River's side. It's rolled over and has to be passed back out of the back row by Connor Fisher. Shelton to the outside with the sets a little wide and throws her off her back foot. Point Wood River, 8-4. To serve it away, Madison DeVore again. And we will see a substitution here for Shelton. Shelby Terry will check into the ball game. Each team just a couple, three girls suited up. Because again, with JV action in the other gym, a lot of those girls getting a chance to see some playing time. The Wood River serve is out of bounds deep. Side out Shelton. The opening match went three sets. Ravenna rallied to beat Shelton in three. And now we're in the opening set of our second match, 8-5, Wood River leading Shelton. Serve across, slide right side. Hope Lambrecht off the single block is down and good. Third kill for Hope. Looking really good here early on, and she'll go back to serve it away. Lambrecht second on the team in kills behind Burkhardt, but her serve is out of bounds deep. Side out here for Shelton. So that's a third service error for Wood River, trying to stay aggressive on the serve. And an ace serve on the other end from Ashley Padgett. Cuts it to 2 at 9-7. Padgett wastes no time off the whistle. That one's a little shorter, more loft under it. Baugh has to really work just to get a setup, and it is passed across by Lambrick. Here's Terry setting in the middle, taken across by Koenig. Wood River sets outside, and Burkhardt on the attack will get her first kill of the match. Alexis makes it 10-7 in favor of Wood River. For Wood River, they have a match Thursday at Sutton, who is 13-4 on the season. So looking for a good matchup on Thursday between those two teams. Serve is passed up into the rafters by Shelton, and then it rolls a while and nobody can get to it. Ace serve here for the Eagles. That'll be their second, and it comes from the center, Kelsey Baugh. As we quickly went through that first rotation, Baugh to finish up that first rotation, ready to fire it away. Has a run at it. It's not a big jump serve. It's passed into the net. Can't dig it out of the net. Ace serve again, 12-7. This is where Shelton had some trouble against Ravenna. Ravenna with 12 ace serves in the three-set match. And those that weren't aces sometimes were trouble passing. But there's a good pass that time by Plea Hall. The attack across Garcia. One arm up, stays in play. Swatted twice by Koenig off the Bossert block. And it's finally put away by Wood River's Connor Fisher. A lot of one-time touches there at the net. And Wood River finally able to put it down. Four in a row now by the Eagles to get a little breathing room finally. 13-7. And the line drive serve clipped the net and then just shot right off of the Shelton back row. And that's the third ace here for Baugh. 14-7 your score. And they'll just continue to let Baugh fire it away here. That one's deep and out of bounds. Padgett says, if it's over my head, it's over everything. And she was right. So a good service run there for the sophomore, now junior setter, Kelsey Baugh. And Shelby Terry now to serve it away for Shelton. 14-8, Wood River. Right in the middle of Bossert. Baugh, right side attack. Burkhardt cuts it down and good. Wood River starting to give themselves a little spacing, getting off the net just a bit so that they can see where the block is at from Shelton. And they are getting it over that defense. Usually a single, sometimes a double block. Burkhardt's serve again clips the net, but it comes across to Padgett, set to the outside. Garcia, all she can do is punch it, and it's right into the block of Kelly Bossert, who puts it down for the Wood River point. 16-8, the score down double up here in the first set. And Burkhardt serves. Mini jump serve, again passed off the Raptors. Good job there by Harvey to save it, but then it's passed back out of bounds. It came down so hard off that low Raptor. There was nobody that could get it on the third hit. And Burkhardt goes again. Ace serve. And now it's just kind of snowballing on Shelton. They were doing a good job for quite some time, and they will call a timeout. So 5 ace serves so far in this first set. Wood River now takes an 18-8 lead over Shelton. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And out of the Shelton timeout, we've got another Wood River ace serve from Alexis Burkhardt. I know they're not intentionally hitting the net every time, but boy, most of these serves are clipping that net, falling over. That's just tough to defend no matter who's trying to pick up the serve or receive. This one Burkhardt puts across cleanly, taken across by Koenig out of the middle. Baugh sets outside, attack that time from Madison DeBoer, down and good for her first kill. And Wood River now on a roll. It was 9-7, and it is an 11-1 run by Wood River. They're up 20-8. Burkhardt again. She has picked up 5 in a row, set to the outside. Garcia overswings into the net it goes. So Shelton got off to such a good start, now not having quite as much luck, and Shelton's JV match is done, so Coach Thober has a bunch more kids sitting over on the bench, and Joey Terry will now check in. Burkhardt serve at Paget, passed just over the net, right back, free ball to Shelton on the swing, it's dug out by Baugh, set across there by the Eagles, dumped back over by Amber Harvey, and now free ball, middle, tip Bossert, dig made Terry, free ball at the net, tipped again, but it's out of bounds by the Eagles. They say it's rolled off the tip, though, by DeBoer, so DeBoer will get credit for the point. 22-8. Burkhardt just keeps on firing those serves, and it's passed out of bounds. Ace. That is the 4th ace of this match for Burkhardt. She had one the first time she served, now 3 during this run, and she's got 8 in a row, 23-8. Serve this time is handled by Pleahall. Set Harvey to the outside. Terry takes it off the double block. Down and good. Joey Terry, the freshman, comes in and gets a kill on her first swing. And they'll leave her in to go back and serve it away. 23-9. State-rated Wood River leading Shelton. And the serve hit the net and fell over. Wood River, they do get 2 arms on it to keep it alive, and it's set across by Lambrick. Middle attack returned by Koenig. Lambrick with the dig, set to the back row, and hope of the back row attack just off the back line and out of bounds. They want to see a tip, they say. The official saying no tip. They're trying to discuss it from across the floor. It's out of bounds. Wood River has Maddie Lure in the ball game, by the way. Joey Terry serves again, and nobody picks it up. Some miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor to make it 23-11. That was just weird. It was like they thought there was a timeout or a sub or something, and it floated across down and good. So Joey Terry will take the ace serve. 23-11, and now it goes into the net. Service error. Wood River will now serve for the first set at 24-11, and Madison DeBoer to do the honors here. Trying to close out game one on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Ravenna. Serve is across at Paget. The set is made by Harvey. Good high set. Blocked up front by Lambrick on the tip across, and then Fisher tried to get over to set it and ran right into Lambrick, so the ball will fall to the floor. And Shelton will get to serve until this first game is over, and Jessica Koenig to serve it away. Game point number 2 here for Wood River. Pass off the mark. Give Koenig an ace. All of a sudden, Shelton scored 5 of the last 6 points. 3rd ace of the game for Shelton. Koenig serve. Game point number 3 for Wood River. Picked up by Alexis Burkhardt. Get it to her in the back row. Floats it across. And it's good for game point. Burkhardt with her 3rd kill. And Wood River is able to take care of Shelton here in the opening set by a score of 25-13. We'll come back and look at the opening set numbers on Classic Hits right after this.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Let's give you some quick numbers from the opening set here. The unofficial numbers that we had for Shelton. Ashley Paget had an ace serve. Joey Terry, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Jessica Koenig, an ace serve and 1 kill. Shelton, 2 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt, 9 service points, 4 of them aces, 3 kills. Connor Fisher, 2 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 4 service points, 3 of them were aces. Kelly Bosser, 2 service points and an ace block. Madison DeBoer, had a service point and two kills, and Hope Lambrick had three kills. So for Wood River in game number one, 10 kills, one ace block, but seven ace serves. The Eagles take it 25-13. Set two between Wood River and Shelton coming your way next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And the opening serve by Kelsey Baugh, picked up on the outside, and Burkhart now will finish the point with the kill. And Wood River is up 1-0. Big kill from Burkhart, first point of the second set. Serve across Koenig, middle swing for Shelton, just deep and out of bounds. 2-0 Wood River. Earlier tonight, Ravenna beat Shelton 24-26, 25-18, 25-18. Wood River has taken the first set here, 25-13 from Shelton. It was close early, and then Wood River started serving even stronger, and Shelton had some problems with it. Joey Terry takes it across. Lambert picks it up in the back row, and Burkhart drives it over for her second kill here of the set and fifth of the match. Wood River quickly out 3-0. And Kelsey Baugh, the setter, back at the service line. More volleyball Thursday here on Classic Hits. We'll be down at Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular as Axtell welcomes in Pleasanton and Amherst again, starting at 5. Strong serve by Baugh, quickly passed across, dumped back by the Eagles' Connor Fisher, and it finds the floor. Fisher with her third kill. So it took Wood River just a little while to get going in that first set, and now it seems like they have got their speed figured out, and another ace serve. Kelsey Baugh, 5-0. Now Shelton has to take a deep breath here and get back into this game. Don't let it fly by too quickly. Baugh into the net. So they will get the serve. But the first 5 points of game two belong to the Eagles. And Joey Terry, the freshman, is going to stay in there and play for Coach Dover. Terry serve. Across it comes to Lambrick. Set right side, Burkhart on a little slide. She'll find it. The set was a little wide that time from Baugh, but Alexis able to adjust. I'll tell you what, I guess personally I thought Wood River was going to be down just a notch this year, and they really aren't. And look out next year. You're going to lose Bossert, who's awesome, and Fisher, who's solid as well. But most of these girls are going to be back, and Baugh's been the starter since she was a freshman at center. And you can't overlook that as DeFore drives it over. Dig is made by Georgiana, who's checked into the back row, and the attack is going to be wide and out of bounds by Shelton. So 7-1 Wood River. And Alexis Burkhart back there to serve. She had the long run that put game one out of hand, and she'll drive this one across. Pass back over by Padgett. Back set to the outside for DeBoer, and Georgiana picks it up. Clee Hall will get it back into play, and then it's passed out of bounds by Shelton. So the strong serving of Wood River is just not letting Shelton get it going here, get any offense set up, get any really good swings. And this serve goes into the net, so back over to Shelton. And checking in now for Wood River will be Julia Rojas, the 5'8 junior, will check in. 8-1 Wood River. They won the opening set 25-13, and the serve across by Jessica Koenig. Baugh set outside, big swing Fisher, but drove it into the net. Point Shelton, and Koenig will get to serve again. Don't forget at the end of each match here on Classic Hits, it's the Visco Sports post-game show, recap of the stats. Still have one more match to go, and a little confusion there by Bossert. She thought that ball was going to be out of bounds, and the look that's always on the face when you turn around and go, uh-oh. you know that you just went, oh, I'm not standing where I thought I was standing. That ball was well in for Jessica Koenig. That's actually her second ace serve here of this match. Koenig tries the other side of the floor. Rojas picks it up to Baugh. Now the middle of Fisher. Fisher drives it over. Georgiana picks it up. Run down by Harvey. Back to Georgiana, the back row. Drives it across. Burkhart, back row dig. They'll set it to Alexis. Across it comes for the kill. So not only is Alexis getting the points from the service line, now she's picking up back row kills, and that is her seventh of the match. Fourth already of this set. 9-4 Wood River, side out. And Kelsey Bossert Kelly Bossert to serve it over. You got Kelsey Baugh, Kelly Bossert. Bossert gets the ace, so by the time I got that spit out, she already had a point for the Eagles. Her first ace. And Shelton is going to check in Tristan Stopcotty, a freshman. This is a very young Shelton team, but in a couple of years, you have to think maybe they're going to get right back to where they've been for so many years. Baugh sets middle, tipped over Lambrick. And are they going to call a double hit? Yeah, they are on Padgett. So give the kill to Hope Lambrick. She blocked it, and then she tried to tap it right back over, but they say she double hit it. And it will be served across here by Bossert. Punched across by Pleahall. Trouble here for Wood River, but a nice pickup there by Baugh just to get it across and punched back over by Pleahall. Wood River quick set middle, and Lambrick with the quick kill. Good quick in the middle there, and Hope gets her fifth kill. 12-4, Wood River gain two. They won the opener, 25-13. Bossert at the serve. Ravenna waits for the third match. They'll play Wood River, and you'll hear it right here. Georgiana with the dig. Gets passed back, but out of bounds. We'll register that as another ace serve here for Wood River. That'll be Bossert's second. As a team, I've got them for 10 so far in this match. Serve to Georgiana. Set by Stopcotty. Outside attack by Pleahall. Doesn't get over. Point here, Wood River. 14-4. Served by Bossert. Another ace. So, Bossert getting the job done from the service line. Three aces this time back there. 15-4. Bossert serves again. This time takes it across to Allison Young and passed across by Ashley Padgett. Baugh quick again in the middle for Lambrick. Takes it off the block of Padgett down and good. Lambrick with her sixth kill. And Bossert on the serve. It was 8-4 and eight in a row now, just like we saw in the first set for Wood River. It's going to be set across there by Stopcotty. Running it down is Fisher. Outside swing, Rojas got it across. Dig made by Koning. Got a little rally going here. Padgett, though, missed it on the swing. And into the net it goes. Point, Wood River. Bossert got a heck of a run going here. And she's continuing to keep the ball in play. Passed across by Pleahall. Into the back row to Bossert. Good pass to Baugh. Rojas is going to get a swing near side and get the kill. First kill for Julia Rojas. And Wood River trying to make real quick work now of Shelton. Bossert this time takes it at Georgiana. Picked up there by Koning and slapped out of the back row across by Young. Boss sets outside Rojas again off the double block. The dig is made by Young. Here's the set by Stopcotty. Slapped across by Pleahall. Baugh quick again. Lambrick in the middle. Good one arm up, but a lift is going to be called. And give another kill to Hope Lambrick. 19-4, Wood River. Serve across to Young. Stopcotty sets it outside. Pleahall got a good swing, and that's good for the kill. Abby Pleahall finally picks up her first kill. That snaps the 11-0 run by the Eagles. 19-5, Wood River. And Shelton will send the freshman Tristan Stopcotty back to serve it away. Stopcotty serve to Bossert. Boss sets Lambrick again. Tipped it over the double block, and there's nobody there. Lambrick with her eighth kill. Now she has the team lead. Burkhardt has seven. And back to serve it away, the libero, Caitlin Herman. Coach Heiss hasn't really had to utilize her very much in this match. She'll come in and serve. Down the middle it goes to Koning. Pass to Stopcotty at the net. Padgett. Too close to the net. It was blocked down anyway by Lambrick. I think that's what the call will be. Lambrick was there to block down the tip and make it 21-5. Herman serve to Koning. Ace, 22-5. So Caitlin Herman getting in on the ace serves right now. Wood River 3 points away from their 14th victory of the season. And the serve, fired across to Koning, off the floor, good hustle that time by Tristan Stopcotty to get it, it's passed across by Pleahall, and then mishit by Wood River into the net. So credit there to Stopcotty for going right over her teammates on the bench there and keeping it in play. Back into the front row. Here comes Joey Terry for Shelton. Abby Fleehall to serve it away. 22-6 Wood River, though. And the serve. Spins one across to Burkhart. Close to the net. Baugh. Off her back foot. They do get it across there with Lambrick. Saved by Terry. Swatted across by Padgett. Quick set. Lambrick again hammers it home. Ninth kill for Hope Lambrick. And most everything they run with her in the middle is off a quick, because Baugh is just so good from that setter position. And back to serve it away is Madison DeVore. DeVore floats it down the middle to Koenig. Pass middle. Oh, they overpass Padgett. And it's out of bounds off of Shelton. And that'll bring us to match point. Padgett started up and went, whoops, it floats right over her head. And now DeVore will try and finish things off here for the Eagles. 24-6. Serve across to Koenig. Here's the set stop, Koenig. Right side, Young flips it across. Punched right back by Lambrick. And set over quickly by Fleehall. Quick set. Lambrick blocked up front by Padgett. Ashley Padgett says, I'm not quite ready to get on the bus yet, and goes up and gets her first ace block. And now she'll go back and serve, but it's multiple match points here for Wood River at 24-7. Padgett across to DeVore. Baugh slide right side. Lambrick termination, and that's the end of the match. And after a little slow start, not really a slow start by Wood River, just Shelton was playing good the first 16 points of the match when it was 9-7. But after that, it was all Wood River, and they finished this one off quickly. 25-13 and 25-7. Wood River improves to 14-4, and Shelton will fall to 5-13. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
And welcome back. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here at Ravenna High School, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco. It's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, headquartered in downtown Ord. It was quick work here for Wood River, taking care of Shelton in Game 2. Shelton got an ace block from Ashley Padgett, an ace serve from Jessica Koenig, a kill from Abby Fleehall. That was it. One kill, one ace block, one ace serve. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhart had 2 service points and 4 kills. Connor Fisher had a kill. Kelsey Baugh had 4 service points. One was an ace. Julia Rojas had a kill. Kelly Bossert picked up 10 service points. 3 of them were aces. She also had, that was it, just the service points. Madison DeVore, a service point. Hope Lambrick had an ace block and 7 kills in that game. And Caitlin Herman had 2 service points. One of those was an ace. 13 kills for Wood River in game number 2. They had 1 ace block, and it looks like they picked up 5 more ace serves in game. Make it 6 more. That's a 5. Let's see. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Nope, it was 5. So 5 ace serves for Wood River as they cruise 25-7 in the second set. Overall for this match, Shelton got an ace serve and an ace block from Ashley Padgett. Joey Terry, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had a kill. Jessica Koenig, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had a kill. Abby Fleehall had a kill. And that was it. 3 kills, 1 ace block, and 4 ace serves for Shelton. They drop both matches tonight, and they will fall to 5-13. They are next in action 1 week from tonight when they travel to Hampton for a triangular with state-rated Hampton and Cross County. Then they head to Broken Bow on the 11th, and the Twin Valley Conference Tournament starts on Saturday the 13th. For the Wood River Eagles, Alexis Burkhart She had 11 service points. Four of those were aces, 7 kills. Connor Fisher, 3 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 8 service points. 4 of them were aces. Julia Rojas had a kill. Kelly Bossert had 12 service points. 3 of them were aces and an ace block. Madison DeFore, 2 service points, 2 kills. Hope Lambrecht, an ace block and a match-high 10 kills. And Caitlin Herman had 2 service points. One of them was an ace. In this two-set match, Wood River ended up with 23 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 12 ace serves as they improved to 14-4 with a 25-13-25-7 win over Shelton, the fifth-ranked team in C2. We'll play Ravenna here in just about 15 minutes. And then after tonight, they will play Thursday at Sutton, and then we'll host action Monday night in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Their game on Monday will be against the winner of the Adams Central Ravenna matchup. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our schools equipped throughout Central Nebraska. We'll take a break. Be back in about 10 minutes to get you ready for Ravenna and Wood River. So once again, thanks to our many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Paul Anderson. And tonight, your two matches so far, Ravenna beats Shelton 24-26, 25-18, 25-18, and Wood River beats Shelton 25-13, 25-7. Keep it here on Classic Hits. More volleyball right around the corner.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.